soul to soul and spirit to spirit. Blessings. Do you live in the kingdom of heaven here and now? Or are you still on earth? A year or two ago, maybe even longer, there was a series of books that came out called Left Behind. Perhaps you've read them or watched the movies. They were based on the idea that there is to be a rapture. Now, my wife enjoyed the books. I didn't read the books, but I watched a couple of the movies from the Left Behind series, and I thoroughly enjoyed them. Of course, I recognized that, well, let's look at the scripture that most of this was based on. And the scripture says, "Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch, therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come." And of course, this has to do with the rapture. And in the movies, it was pretty well done. I enjoyed them. Everybody was going about their business here on planet Earth. And then suddenly, all at once, in the twinkling of an eye, people disappeared. And there was nothing left but a pile of clothes. All the people that did not disappear were those that were left behind. And that was because, of course, they weren't believers. Now, the problem with this view is that we are taking the scripture and applying it out here again. And it does not belong out here. The scripture is true. 100% accurate. Of course, it has to be uttered from the Christ. But as every other scripture, which we have repeated over the years, this scripture is an internal experience, something that happens within your being, within everyone's being. And so it's true that some of us are lifted up into the kingdom of heaven, and others of us, for the time being, are left behind. And so really today, you might want to inquire, are you living in the kingdom of heaven here and now? Or are you still of the earth, earthy? Because you see, the rapture is already in our midst. It's already taking place around us. And make no mistake about it. Some of us are being lifted up and are walking in the kingdom of heaven here and now. And others have been left behind to continue walking in this material world, this earth. Now, how do you know? Or let me put it another way. You know if you're walking in the kingdom of heaven here and now. You know if you have been lifted up and are being lifted up. And let me tell you, the experience at first is very much the rapture. When you are lifted above, well, let's take a look at Joel's words on this. Now, this is in the book The Infinite Way, and the chapter is The New Horizon. I took a new look at this recently and discovered this. Above this sense life, there is a universe of spirit, governed by love, peopled with children of God, living in the household or temple of truth. And so you can see right here that he recognized that some of us are lifted up above the sense life into another universe of spirit, governed by love, and that there are people which are the children of God living in this household or temple of truth. This world is real and permanent. And so he is telling us that he's living in this new world, in this heaven of here and now, and that he has been lifted up right off of the earth into this other dimension. This world is real and permanent. Its substance is eternal consciousness. In it, there is no awareness of discords or even of temporary and material good. So, this he terms reality. The first glimpse of reality of the soul realm comes with the recognition and realization of the fact that all temporal conditions and experiences are products of self-hypnotism. You see, those that are left behind are those that are still caught up in temporary conditions of self-hypnotism. With the realization that the entire human scene, its good as well as its evil, is illusion, come the first glimpse and taste of the world of God's creation and of the sons of God who inhabit the spiritual kingdom. Now, this is not some sort of tomorrow experience. He is talking to you from out of that spiritual kingdom. And so he has been lifted up above the sense world, which he recognizes as illusion, and he is dwelling in the world of God's creation, the kingdom of heaven here and now. And he is recognizing that many, many people have been left behind. Furthermore, he says, the first glimpse into the heaven of here and now is the beginning of the ascension for us. You see, we really do ascend. We are lifted up. There are two standing in a field. One is lifted up, and one remains. This ascension is understood now as a rising above the conditions and experiences of this world. And now we behold the many mansions prepared for us in spiritual consciousness, in the awareness of reality. Out of the tremendous resources of our soul comes the instant awareness of all that we can utilize for abundant living. No good thing is withheld from us as we look above the physical evidence to the great invisible. Look up, look up. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so we see this man was lifted up and ascended above this world into another dimension, into something called consciousness, into a realm of spirit, into the kingdom of heaven here and now. So we recognize that the experience is once again an internal experience. There will be no external ascension, because out here in this world, in this sense perception, in the mortal thought, well, Christ does not enter that. You must leave all that and ascend up over that into Christ's consciousness. Then you discover the heaven of here and now. Then you become the Son of God. Then you have been lifted up from all those that, for the time being, have been left behind. Of course, in the end, you will discover nobody has been left behind. But for our purposes today, we want to know, how do we know? Or rather, what things can we look for when we have been lifted up? When we have been lifted out of and above this world into the kingdom of heaven here and now, what sorts of faculties will we have? What sort of experience? What is this kingdom of heaven like when you are living in it? So let's go into that. And this experience of being lifted up is not a theory. There are many of us right now experiencing this rapture, this being lifted up. And really, when you have the first glimpse, the first experience, there are no words to describe it. Rapture is pitiful. Doesn't even touch the outer edge of this experience. But there are several on earth right now that are being lifted up above the earth into this new dimension. And they are experiencing a new heaven and a new earth, just as is promised. Right off the top of my head, I know one in New Mexico, I know one in Colorado, I know one in Texas, I know one in North Carolina, I know one in Europe, I know one in Hawaii, and I have met many over the years that are no longer visible, but they are still functioning in the invisible. So this is an actual awakening. Being lifted up out of mortal mind and into Christ consciousness. This is an ascension that is taking place with many around you, which you may not even know. And so, some of us are rising, and some of us are left behind. If you are one that is rising, being lifted up, then you know already some of the strange and wonderful experiences that you're beginning to have. So let's go over a few of them. This being lifted up above the earth and into Christ brings with it new perceptions. There is a faculty called spiritual discernment, which is not of the mind, not even of the intuition, definitely not any of the senses. It's a new faculty, a soul faculty. It's given to those sons of God who inhabit the spiritual kingdom. And this spiritual discernment, this new faculty, this soul faculty, brings many things. You discover what speaking in tongues means. Because, for instance, you read a scripture, and instead of taking it literally, you are able to understand the hidden inner esoteric meaning. It just comes to you. You see it. And so you understand and are able to interpret tongues, which means this new language of the Spirit. You are given a new language. You are able to hear with an inner ear. And so you are given new ears. You are given new eyes. You are able to perceive, actually see things that you could never see with physical eyes. That is why we are told over and over that you can never see reality with your physical eyes, but you can see it with your inner eye. Through spiritual discernment, you can actually behold the spiritual kingdom, the Spirit itself. And so you are given new ears, new eyes. You are given a new body, a spiritual body, a temple not made with hands, which really is eternal in the heavens. You begin to feel this infinite everywhere self. You begin to perceive it. You can see it move. Be moved by that Christ consciousness. You are given a new mind, a brand new mind, which belongs to those sons of God that have been lifted up above the earth. And this mind is the mind which was in Christ Jesus. You are able to become still, and from out of that mind come statements of truth, which are with power, not just words. Sometimes this mind imparts to you without any words or without any thoughts. and yet the power behind that mind is manifest. This is an actual experience of those that are lifted up. You are given a new spirit, which sometimes floods your being in meditation as well as out. Sometimes while you are just walking around or driving your car, the spirit is upon you. It is real and a real experience. You have the capacity, the perception, the faculties to witness miracles almost on a daily basis. And I mean miracles. Everything from finding yourself in the right place at the right time to watching disease and lack and limitation dissolve before your eyes. And this without lifting a finger, without taking a thought, just by standing there in your higher consciousness and watching, witnessing and beholding the Word of God, the voice of God, dissolving everything unlike itself. This is an actual experience. At times you are able to hear the inner voice of God itself. Of course, all those dwelling in the kingdom of heaven here and now means all those dwelling in the realm of God, that realm where God is, that realm where God utters its voice, where the voice thunders and you hear it. This is an actual experience. You are able to, in this new consciousness, you are able to perceive the Christ itself omnipresent. You are able to see it acting, moving, expressing, fulfilling the Father's will. This is an actual experience. You are able to feel the presence, that gentle presence of Spirit, Christ, the Father individualized. And this presence moves through your being, and you become one with it. And this is an actual experience. You are able to be so still that you are a transparency, a clear window pane through which the light, the Christ of God, shines. And this is a conscious experience. You see it speaking through you, writing through you, moving through you. You are able to speak a new language, the language of spirit, which those that are left behind do not understand and take as something literal. But you who have been lifted up into the kingdom of heaven here and now, hear and speak this new language of the Spirit. And this is an actual experience. You are able to hear God's thoughts. The Father says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts." And this is true of all those who are of the earth, earthy. But the sons of God, who inherit all that God is, when lifted up above mortal thought, receive the thoughts of God, freely given. This is an actual experience. You are able to stand in your eternal, everywhere, immortal self and feel its infinity, its eternality, its omnipresence. This too is an actual experience. Of course, you are still aware and you are able to look at all those who are living from mortal mind, those that for the moment have been left behind, and you are able to see that they are hypnotized, that they are not at fault and not to blame. And in seeing that this is just the hypnosis of mortal mind, you help to free them and lift them up. From this vantage point of living in the kingdom of heaven here and now, you are able to look out on all those who are left behind, and you are able to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, and mean it. You are able to look at the men who have sent innocent people strapped with explosives into a crowd who didn't even know that they would be detonated. You are able to look at them, and you are able to pray sincerely, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. They do not know who they are. They think they have to struggle, strive, and take what they need by force. They are completely hypnotized. And this is just that hypnosis, momentarily operating through them. And so, Father, open their eyes that they may be receptive to you and come to see, even as I have, that the battle is not mine. That, in fact, there need be no battle, for all that the Father has is mine. Open their eyes to their true identity, and let us let this other be dissolved. And you are able to mean it, for you are no longer caught up in the drama of the hypnotism. You have been lifted up out of that field. You discover in this new dimension that there is a plan, that God has a plan, and that plan includes every living soul. And that plan is for everyone to be lifted up. And that plan ensures that no one will be left behind forever. And so you are able to love all that was ever made by God, because you see what it is. You see through the pictures presented by sense, and you are able to behold the Christ standing in their midst. This, in fact, helps others to awaken and be lifted up. For you were not lifted up so that you could enjoy it all by yourself. You were lifted up so that you may help others, so that you may lift up others in your recognition of their true identity. Yes, there really is another dimension. there really is a world above the senses. It really is peopled by the children of God. And there are some of us standing in that realm. Our work here is to bend every effort to becoming still and stepping out of the sense mind. For we cannot lift ourselves up, but in the silence of your inner being, in the moment that you rest completely, Christ itself lifts you up into the kingdom of heaven here and now. Why don't you join us in this fellowship of the Spirit? Why don't you decide that you're going to be done with trying to demonstrate bigger or better toys? Why don't you decide that you are not going to be left behind? That today you are going to make a total commitment to going within and allowing this Christ consciousness to lift you into itself. There's another section that I wanted to read you from this New Horizon. This experience, at first, is like watching the world disappear over a horizon and drop down from before us. Now, this is Joel telling us what the experience is like when you are lifted up into the kingdom of heaven of here and now. There is no attachment to this world and no desire to hold on to it. Probably, because to a great extent, the experience does not come until a great measure of our desire for the things of this world has been overcome. And there he is cautioning us that this experience won't come to you. You will not be lifted up until a great measure of your desire for the things of this world has been overcome. That is why I say, why don't you decide this day that you're going to be done with playing with toys, wanting bigger or better toys? Because you will not have the experience of being lifted up, or the rapture. We call it a rapture because the first time you're lifted into this experience is so wonderful, well, you can't talk about it. In fact, he says that. At first, we cannot speak of it. There is a sense of, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended. I am still between the two worlds. Do not touch me or make me speak of it, because it may drag me back. Let me be free to rise. Then, when I am completely free of the mesmerism and its pictures, I will tell you of many things which eyes have not seen, nor ears heard. And this is what we're doing in this talk today. Hopefully we are telling you many things which eyes have not seen, nor ears heard. And yet this is what every one of us experiences when we have been lifted up above this world. There really is a kingdom of heaven, a heaven here and now. There really is children of God dwelling in this kingdom, right here, right now. There really is a dimension in which spirit operates you. There's a dimension in which you rest back in the recognition that invisible spiritual substance appears as your need fulfilled, and in the resting back, you watch it as it manifests. You see it, feel it, know it, and give recognition to it as it performs and manifests. There really is a dimension in which everywhere you walk, any place on earth, that presence is right there with you. You find when you're up in an airplane, in a jet, cruising at 30,000 feet, that presence is there because you feel it. It's a real experience. You're not telling yourself the words anymore and hoping that they are true. You are having the experience, the conscious awareness of this presence. If you go out into the desert and camp out, you feel it there at night and in the daytime. Out on a cruise ship in the middle of the ocean, you feel that presence. You feel it. You commune with that presence. And it's an actual experience, and you know you are never alone. You know that you have found the eternal companion. Oh, I cannot tell you how wonderful that discovery is. You have been lifted up above the earth. You are dwelling in another dimension, a dimension that those that have been left behind cannot see, cannot hear, or cannot feel, and may not even believe you if you tried to explain it to them, and so you don't try. You discover, on the highest mountain, there I am, as an actual experience. There is never a day now that goes by that you do not feel this loving, gentle, omnipresence. You have found the heaven of here and now, and you are dwelling in it consciously. You discover that there is something called eternal life. That there really is an eternal spiritual substance that manifests as life. You feel it in yourself. You feel it in the, well, really, in everything you look upon. Every living thing has that spiritual substance, that spirit, and you feel it. You feel it in your own body. You see it operate in those around you. It is an actual perception of a living thing, and it is eternal, and you know it. And so, what I'm trying to explain is, in this, when you have been lifted up above mortal thought, which is all that makes up this world, and you are dwelling in the kingdom of heaven here and now, you live in a different dimension. You see differently. You hear differently. You think differently. You live with the conscious awareness of spirit everywhere present, enfolding you, flowing through you, preparing a place for you, revealing the many mansions in this new Jerusalem. This is an experience that's going on in your midst right now. And if you have not had this experience, you will. For there was only one requirement, and that was that you let go and die to these mortal thoughts. That you let go and die to a belief in good and evil. That you let go and die to the belief of separation. That you rest, become still, and let this kingdom reveal itself to you. That is the only requirement. And then it begins to disclose itself to you, to your awareness. And some of us are lifted up rapidly, really in the twinkling of an eye. And some of us are lifted up a little more slowly. But all of us who come within and invite the Christ to lift us up will be lifted up. Not by might, nor by power, nor by any thoughts, but by my spirit are you lifted up. And so let us finish this with the final paragraph of this chapter. This is the inner Christ speaking to you, to you. I am breaking the sense of limitation for you as an evidence of my presence and of my influence in your experience. I, the I of you, am in the very midst of you, revealing the harmony and infinity of spiritual existence of the kingdom of heaven here and now. I, the I of you, never a personal sense of I or never a person, but the I of you, am ever with you. Look up. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Dear Heavenly Father, I know over the years I have tried to get you to manifest into my world. I have tried to funnel you into my bank account. I have tried to get you to repair my broken body. I have tried to get you to manifest as a companion. I have tried to get you to do so many things in my life. And now I realize I have been praying amiss. I finally recognize that Joel was right when he told me, you cannot add God to your humanhood. Indeed, all of that must be left behind. And so I come to you with clean hands and a pure heart. No more do I bring my desires to your throne. This moment I empty myself of all of that. Let me be willing to leave every bit of that behind. I come within quietly. I sit here. I rest. And I admit I do not know what to pray for. Dear Father, let Thy Holy Spirit be upon me. Let the Spirit make intercession. Nevermore will I tell you what I think I need. Let me reverse all that. Let me be so still that I can hear your inner voice, so that you can reveal to me what I need, and you can reveal the fulfillment of that need. Father, lift me up above the mortal mind. I am still. I am listening. Speak, Father. Lift up the Son of Man. Lift up I, Christ, in the midst. Thy will be done. Yes, in this surrender, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Be still and receive the kingdom of heaven here and now.